അല്ലാഹു അക്ബർ, 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 അല്ലാഹു അക്ബർ കബീറ, വൽഹംദുലില്ലാഹി കസീറ, വസുബ്ഹാനല്ലാഹിൽ അളീം ബുക്രത്തൻ വഅസീല. അഷ്ഹദു അൻ ലാ ഇലാഹ ഇല്ലല്ലാഹ് വഅഷ്ഹദു അന്ന മുഹമ്മദൻ അബ്ദുഹു വറസൂലു. അല്ലാഹുമ്മ സ്വല്ലി വസല്ലിം അലൈഹി വസല്ലി അലാ ആലിഹി വസഹാബത്തിഹി വമൻ വാലാഹും വഹ്തദ ബിഹദീഹിം വസ്തന്ന ബിസുന്നതിഹിം വദഅ ബിദഅവതിഹിം ഇലാ യൗമിദ്ദീൻ. അല്ലാഹുമ്മ ജഅൽനാ മിൻഹും. ഇബാദല്ലാഹ്, ഉസീകും വനഫ്സി അവലൻ ബിതഖ്വല്ലാഹ്. ഇത്തഖുല്ലാഹ സുബ്ഹാനഹു വതആലാ വഅലമൂ അന്നകും മുലാഖുഹു ലിയൗമിൻ തഷ്ഖസു ഫീഹിൽ അബ്സാർ. യഖൂലു സുബ്ഹാനഹു വതആലാ ഫീ കിതാബിഹിൽ മജീദ്, വഇദ് ബിതലാ ഇബ്രാഹീമ റബ്ബുഹു ബികലിമാതിൻ ഫഅതമ്മഹുന്ന ഖാല ഇന്നി ജാഇലുക ലിന്നാസി ഇമാമ ഖാല വമിൻ ദുർരിയതി ഖാല ലാ യനാലു അഹദി ളാലിമീൻ. My dear brothers and sisters, I praise Almighty Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. I thank Him for His countless blessings and favors upon us. I thank Him for the gift of faith. I thank Him for the gift of health, gift of life and health. I thank Him for the gift of the family. I thank Him for this peace and security and prosperity that we enjoy in this beautiful country, Canada, that we call our home. We must always appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator and lord of all beings. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his final messenger. He is the seal of prophets. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and his family and companions and all those who shall walk earnestly and sincerely in the footsteps of the messenger of Allah. And may Allah include all of us among them, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, I wish you all a most joyous Eid. Eid Mubarak to all of you. Man al-Aidin kulla amin wa antum bi khair. Today we are joining the millions of Muslims all over the world in this great celebration, Eid ul-Adha. While we celebrate Eid ul-Adha, millions of our brothers and sisters in Hajj have converged on the sacred sites to perform the rites of Hajj. Whether in Hajj or outside, through our celebrations we commemorate the faith and sacrifice of the great Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. When Allah tested, when His Lord tested Ibrahim with His commandments, and He fulfilled all of them successfully, He said to Him, I am appointing you as a leader for all of humankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also orders Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ittabi millata Ibrahim hanifa, to follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the Prophet of Allah said, peace be upon him, innama bu'istu bil hanifiyati sama. Allah has sent me to revive the natural way of faith bestowed upon Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. The way of Hanifiyah, the pristine way of oneness and purity of faith. While performing Hajj and while celebrating the festival of sacrifice, we seek inspiration from the great Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Dear brothers and sisters, Eid is a time of joy. It is a time of prayer and thanksgiving. It is a time to open our hearts towards one another in a true spirit of peace, goodwill, and universal brotherhood. The spirit of Eid al-Adha is the same as the universal message of Hajj. It is the message of unity of mankind under the leadership of one and only God. It points the way to universal peace, peace based on a concept of universal brotherhood through submission to the Lord of the worlds. It is the essence of Islam. Hajj, the fifth pillar of Islam, seeks to break down the artificial barriers that separate one another, one race from another, one ethnicity from another, one linguistic group from another, one color from another. It affirms the Quranic message of oneness of humanity. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. O mankind, we created you from a single pair of a male and female, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَرَفُوا, and rendered you nations and tribes in order for you to recognize one another. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتَقَاكُمْ, verily the noblest of you in the sight of Allah are those who are most conscious of Him. Brothers and sisters, while celebrating Eid al-Adha this year, it is important for us to recall some of the lessons of the farewell sermon of the Prophet, peace be upon him. It was on a Friday, and it was on Arafah day that he delivered that message. As the pious Caliph Umar radiallahu anhu said, it was when the Prophet was standing in the plains of Arafat that Allah Almighty revealed the verse, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I have completed your religion for you and have consummated my favor upon you and have chosen Islam as a way of life for you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered his farewell message to all Muslims on that day. Among other things, he said, even as this city is sacred, even as this day is sacred, the lives and property of every human being is sacred, are sacred. He also said, today I have buried under my feet all the blood feuds and vendetta as the remnants of pre-Islamic times. He thus affirmed the sanctity of life as a fundamental lesson for all Muslims to embrace and act upon. And he also warned Muslims in the same sermon, La tarju ba'di kuffaran yadrib ba'dukum riqab ba'd. Do not revert back to disbelief after me by cutting the throats of each other, one another. Thus, preserving the sanctity of life for all is a central message of Islam, brothers and sisters. Allah tells us in the Quran, it was the same message revealed in the Torah. مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Whoever slays a single human being, it is as though he has killed all of mankind. If we spare the single life, we spare the life of all of mankind. Muslims as well as non-Muslims must heed this message, the perennial message of religion, the message of the perennial religion Allah has revealed for all times. The challenge for humanity today is to embrace this message and thus put an end to wars and bloodshed. Extremism is at the root of violence in the Muslim world. It is therefore important for Muslims to shun all forms of extremism. Extremism is a poison that upsets peace and threatens the survival of humankind and the lives of all creatures. There is no denying of the fact that foreign occupations as well as the Israeli wars of aggression have left millions of Muslims dead or displaced. No one can deny this fact. However, there is no justification for the brutalities perpetrated by the groups such as ISIS. Their actions violate the fundamental teachings of Islam. teachings of Islam forbidding killing of civilians and non-combatants. Teachings of Islam guaranteeing freedom of worship for all, regardless of religious identities. Teaching of Islam which states very, very clearly, unambiguously, La ikraha fid din, there shall be no compulsion in religion. So by their actions, they have proven to be the ones that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us against. Those who claim to be Muslims, yet they are not Muslims. He described them as those who read the Quran, but the Quran, they do not absorb the message of the Quran. He said, يَمْرُقُونَ مِنَ الدِّينِ مُرُوكَ الرَّمِيَ مِنَ السَّهْمِ مِنَ الرَّمِيَ. They come out of the fold of religion faster than arrows fleeing out of the bows. The brutalities by such extremists are the most shameful chapter in the entire history of Islam. It comes from a warped and literalistic interpretation of the scriptures. It is time for Muslims to renounce such readings and recapture the spirit of Islam. Our youth must be protected against such warped readings and interpretations of Islam. The only way out is to discover anew the soul of Islam. Imam Ghazali's legacy of reviving the Islamic tradition on a strong foundation of ethics and spirituality is the highest priority for Muslims today. Literalism and ritualism have produced a generation of Muslims who are bereft of ethics and morals. Empty. No ethics, no morals. Because we focus on ritualism. We focus on dogmas. Unless our scholars and leaders wake up to this challenge and revamp the Islamic education system to produce a new generation of Muslims imbued with proper ethics and moral character, we will continue to be on the receiving end. Allah will not change the condition of people unless and until they change their inner conditions. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Brothers, we need to place greater stress on ethics and morals than on rote learning of the Quran and ritualism. Memorization of Quran and the articles of faith. We need to place greater priority for ethics, building character and morals. This is the greater priority for Muslims everywhere, not only in Canada, in North America, in the Western countries, but also in each and every Muslim country and every Muslim community. Our societies and communities must change to manifest the true soul of Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let us keep reminding ourselves repeatedly, we can never exaggerate this fact, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent thee only as a mercy for all the worlds, all the creatures. He said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَحْمَةٌ مُهُدَاتٌ. He was called upon to curse the kuffar. He replied, I am not sent to curse anyone. إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَحْمَةٌ مُهُدَاتٌ. I am a pure gift of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So unless we manifest this mercy in our words and actions, Allah will abandon us to our own fate, to our own devices. Brothers and sisters, Eid al-Adha, we celebrate the sacrifice. Of course, we ought to do as much as possible the sacrifice in order to feed the poor and the destitute. Not to fatten ourselves more and more, killing ourselves, undermining our health. We must be aware of the true spirit of sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when ordering us to sacrifice and to feed the poor, he said, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُهُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَأُهَا. It's neither the flesh of the animals you sacrifice, nor their blood, that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is the piety of your hearts that is important in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us demonstrate the true spirit of sacrifice by dedicating ourselves to establishing peace, by living Islam in all of its three dimensions. Outward conformity, which is called Islam, internalizing the spirit, which is Iman, and attaining excellence of morals and ethics, ethical conduct. This is the ideal that was inscribed on the sheath of the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ali ibn Abi Talib inherited this sword, and he said it was inscribed on the sword of Rasulullah. Amarani Rabbi an afu amman zalamani. My Lord has ordered me to forgive those who oppress me, who hurt me. Wa nasila man qata'ani. To foster ties of kinship with those who sever relations with me. Wa utiya man haramani. And to give those who deny me. The same spirit was realized by Abu Bakr Siddiq, one of the greatest Muhsinin of this ummah. Remember his words. He said, the best and the most beloved servants of Allah are those who rejoice when they see the sinner repent, who pray for the sinner to change, who persuade those who are astray to come to the fold of faith, and who help those who are engaged in good works. This is my message today for myself and to each and every one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to protect ourselves and our youth, our future generations, from extremism in all forms. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات يا ربنا ورب كل شيء ومليكه. اللهم اذهب الباس اشفي انت الشافي اشفي انت الشافي. اللهم اشفهم شفاء تاما لا يغادر سقما. ربنا لا تزغ لنا قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أحينا مسلمين وتوفنا مؤمنين وألحقنا بالصالحين. اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم ارحم موتانا. ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة ترضيك إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. Let us pray for all the Muslims, for all of us, all of humanity. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide all of us unto the ways of peace and make us all instruments of peace in the world. I pray to Allah to shower us with His mercy. I pray to Allah to shower His mercy on all those who have passed away. And may Allah bless us all to live in Islam and die in faith, and honor us all to be gathered in the company of the prophets and the righteous people. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down His healing and cure upon all those who are sick. May Allah grant them sound health and long life to serve Him. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us all from all trials in this world and the next world. I invoke the mercy of Allah upon those who are living under occupations and tyrannical rules. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help them regain their freedom and God-given dignity. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide our youth and adults who are going astray. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our youth and adults who are seeking righteous partners, and thus help them guard their chastity and faith. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our prayers, charities, supplications, and good works. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow help us bestow peace and tranquility upon our hearts by establishing constancy in dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, Eid Mubarak to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Eid a new chapter of peace and prosperity and glory for Muslims all over the world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.